Welcome to the Els van Laken Breakthrough Podcast. All right, hey. Well, today I was on a special mission together with my fantastic colleague Isabel Rekaert, as well as my godchild, Jan de Vos. I did today a workshop, the pilot workshop, to be honest, on heart connection with Mo. I don't remember his last name, but I'll tell you more about him probably in the next podcast, so no worry about that. Together with one of my clients on Haantjes in Belgium, in Tochout. And on Haantjes is an energetic healer. And so she brought in this energetic team, and I was very enthusiastic to be there to open up my heart even more. Because coming from parents which were not present, I feel that I have a good connection with the universe through my upper chakra and through also my root chakra with Mother Earth. But really, if I'm honest, my heart chakra, even if my healers tell me that my energetic healers tell me everything is all right on my heart chakra, I still feel that I have less connection with it than with other parts of my body. So why not go to a heart connection workshop then? So set then also done. And I want to say something about blind spots, because more at the end, he told me a certain moment I was really getting emotional, because I realized that I love my heart, but if I'm honest, I'm not trusting my heart fully yet. And so that's the process I can go through, because if I connect truly with my heart and I communicate with it and I trust my heart, then I can count on the decisions made through my heart, instead of starting doubting sometimes when my heart speaks by having my thoughts coming in and maybe stopping certain initiatives that my heart would take. So I don't know how many of you recognize that sometimes your head is taking over as an entrepreneur. And so said he, I told him that Mo, which was the guide of that workshop, and he's a spiritual teacher, and he came to sit next to me, and so he helped me go through that part. And he told me a certain part, close your eyes. And he said that then two more times. And I had the feeling for myself, I closed my eyes directly. And then later when the workshop was finished, he told me still two times, I remember, you can close your eyes. And I was like, okay. And I went down, I went to bring my stuff to the car. And then I went up to say goodbye, and then he told me again. And I was like, what do you mean? I close my eyes all the time. And he says, no, you don't. And I'm like, what? I don't? And he says, no, you don't. I have been observing you the whole day. And I was like, what? I mean, I always close my eyes when I'm meditating. I was here, the one sitting with my closed eye already from the beginning. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't get you. And that are the blind spots. And that's why you need a coach to tell you the blind spot, the things that you are not conscious about yet yourself. So I was very curious, because being a business coach myself, I was for sure curious about my own blind spots. So I said to him, what do you mean? Explain, tell me. Because if I open my eyes, I should see things, right? Because that's a very objective measurement. You can see things. You can see colors. You can see textures. And he says, yeah. Sometimes in the meditation, you open your eyes, you close your eyes again. When we were dancing, you open. When I say close your eyes, and sometimes you have your eyes still open. Sometimes you have your eyes closed. And I was like, what? This is amazing. I have my eyes open and don't realize it even. So, and as he told me that the heart connection could be better when I would close my eyes, I was like, okay, this is a very beautiful insight. And it's just a very simple example on how sometimes you are really not conscious about certain things. And I've had it so many times, like this yesterday morning, I was talking to a beautiful entrepreneur. She's coaching high sensitive women. And at a certain moment, I told her, you know, go now and do the pitch that you're going to do. Do it to me. You know, like I'm the person you want to ask that. It was a pitch on a favor. And so she was doing the pitch and I said to her, wow, great. That's amazing. I mean, you're doing that perfectly. And normally I said to her, you know, I've coached like 7,000 people all over the world. So I always have feet forward. I always have things to say, but really there's nothing I can say because it's really good formulated. You are expressing your needs. You are giving the permission to others to say, you are saying what you need to do the conversation. You're expressing by when, what can happen, what do you need from that person exactly, by when you, can you confirm this agreement, etc. And so she said, oh, wow. I said, wow. She said, yes, that's really a team. I think, you know, that I underestimate myself. I don't put myself in value enough. And it's so great to hear from you, because you have already coached so many people, that this is something that I'm already good at. I would then think I'm not. And that's exactly the point. So that's an opposite example. Someone who is really already good in something, but doesn't know, and gives herself this voices of not being good enough. And in that sense, would not do the pitch because she would say that she's not good enough while she's doing an amazing job. So it gave her the validation to go on and to go and pitch that with the three people that we have defined. So yeah, it's on both sides, you know, the blind spots, the things that are already amazing. And, you know, like I can really work with my team and my clients in a non-judging way. I can be very enthusiastic. I can be very grounded, but which is always a red line that I never, ever feel judged. So, for example, if someone would have that talent and wouldn't know that, like, for example, this morning I was talking with Willem Lange and I told him, I said, I don't know if you know, but you validate all the time to people. You validate me, you validate others, you inspire them through your validation. You're saying, you know, for example, I'm doing a program with him and I said, you know, you're telling me even with your neck hernia and with your crushes that you had emotionally by eating things that you shouldn't eat, you still lost 4 kilos. So you're doing an amazing job. And so I told him very specifically what words he was using and what the effect was on me and others. And he said, thank you. I wasn't conscious about that it was so powerful, because it's just part of my nature. And that's exactly the patterns can be on both sides and you're not conscious about it. So when you are conscious about something you are amazing in, you can reinforce that talent. You can put it even more into the world. Because and it's easy, because it's something that you just feel like that's normal. While it's not normal, of course, because you are having a talent in it, but mostly you will see it as normal, while other people will probably compliment you on it. If you would ask appreciation, what most people don't dare to do. Yeah, we'll talk about that in another podcast, I would suggest. It's a team on itself. I could talk about appreciation for 4 days, I think, because we really have something to do with that globally, to just accept appreciation. We all long so hardly for appreciation, but then when appreciation comes, we push it away. But that's another team. And then you can also have blind spots on the elements you need to work on. I wasn't so clear yet, till like a couple of years ago, I remember I did a lot of courses on systemic work. So I'm also a systemic work expert. I like to work with the family constellations and work with how the patterns in the family system come back and then break through these patterns so that they don't have to repeat themselves in your life, neither in the lives of your children or in your business. And a certain moment I said, you know, what could be like my next course? I said to the teachers, you know, and they said, you could do trauma work, you know, body-based trauma work. And I said, and could you tell me why? And he said, you have to connect more with your body. And I was, connect more with my body? Yeah, I'm like super connected with my body. What are you talking about? And I remember that the three of them were smiling, not laughing, but they were smiling so gently and so mildly. Like, she doesn't know yet, right? That she can still go into a lot deeper connection. And, you know, it was like, okay, got me there. There's something I'm not seeing yet. And indeed, now we have Andrea, who is doing body-based trauma work for our Breakthrough Academy. And every time I go into the course with her, because we're doing it once a year, so the next group is starting in September 2021, I also sink in more into my body. I always hear something, you know, it's the same content, but I always make another connection and I can go deeper into certain things and connect more with my body. But if they wouldn't have expressed that as my coaches, because there were two teachers and one of them was my coach, I wouldn't have maybe gone into this trauma work, which I'm very good at right now. It's one of the methods that we use a lot to work with trauma through the body. So that's the reason why it's very interesting to have a coach that helps you get clarity on your blind spots. So if you would ever be interested in saying, oh, we'd like to do one-on-one with Els or with one of her beautiful breakthrough coaches, don't hesitate to send us a mail on hello@elsvanlaken.com. We always answer our mails and send you lots of love and connection and mildness on your blind spots. Have an amazing day and talk to you in the next podcast.
Thanks for your presence. Check out more inspiration on elsvanlaken.com and let's spread the positive energy together by sharing this podcast with your friends, family, and business partners. Do you want to contact us personally? That's possible. Just send us a mail on hello@elsvanlaken.com and we answer all mails personally. Talk to you soon.